ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय श्री ब्रह्म उवाच नतोऽस्मि अनन्ताय दुरन्तशक्तये विचित्रा विर्याय पवित्रा क्रामणे विश्वस्य सर्गस्थिति संयमान् गुणाय स्वलीलया सन्दन्दते अव्ययात्मने श्रीबाम उवाच नतोऽस्म्यनन्तय दुरन्तशक्तये नतोऽस्म्यनन्तय दुरन्तशक्तये Together, please. Edible. Whatever I say, you translate. Together, please. Natosmayantaya duranta shaktaye. Natosmayantaya duranta shaktaye. Taya duranta shaktaye. Vichitra viryaya pavitra karmane. Vishvasya sarga siti samyaman gunaye
Vishvasya sarga siti
samyaman gunaye I believe it's gunaye Vishvasya sarga siti samyaman gunaye
Vishvasya sarga siti samyaman gunaye
We don't have any Sanskrit specials. It's gunaye, is it not? It's not gune. Huh? Huh? It's written differently up there? The transliteration here is G-U-N-A-I, which would be gunai. But everybody's pronouncing gune. It is not, huh? It is correct pronunciation, gune? Huh? Gunai. That's why I'm trying to correct, but the Prabhus have to listen. You tell them. Come on. Translate, Baba. They have to listen. They're not pronouncing it correctly. Is it spelled correctly up there? Okay, the word, once again, is Gunai. Gunai. Come on. Gunai. I don't want to hear any more gunes. Come on, talk. That's your job. Your seva used to talk. When I talk, you talk. Vishasya sarga siti samyaman gunai.
Vishasya sarga siti samyaman gunai.
That was sloppy. You translate, please. Come on. Quickly. Tick, 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 tick. Translate what I say. Come on. Vishvasya sarga siti samyaman gunai
Vishvasya sarga siti samyaman gunai
Svalilaya sandadate vyavatmane
Svalilaya sandadate vyavatmane
Word for the word, translation and purport, please.
Thank you.
कोई भी व्यक्ति
So there's just been this terrible violence in which Lord Nrisimhadev has torn out the heart of Hiranyakasipu. This is transcendental violence. Actually, people are very attracted by violence. Hollywood and Bollywood anymore, they can't make any films unless it has violence, you know? People want to see violence. So where from comes this desire for violence, you see? You just try. Prabhupada said, try to understand Krishna. This desire for violence is coming from the Supreme Lord. He has a desire to sometimes be violent. He likes. It's part of his personality. Because within Tribhanga Krishna, the transcendental flute player, threefold bending form, very sweet cowherd boy, no sign of violence. But within that charming boy, the desire is there. But no, Krishna, the coward boy, flute player, he does not directly engage in violence, ever. Even in Vrindavan, the pastime described in Krishna book. The killing of demons. Actually, this is not done by Tribhanga Krishna, the coward boy. He's completely peaceful. He's herding cows and playing with his friends. He doesn't. So going way back, this is very interesting actually. Because that means that even when Krishna was only 3 months old, his first act of violence, 3 months. That's a tiny baby. We see sometimes people are bringing 3 month old. People are bringing 3 month old babies to the temple here. Very chota. So you can imagine, we have to imagine, this is Vaishnava meditation, you see, we don't see. 3 months old is a tiny little baby. So by the will of Lila Shakti, the pastime potency of the Lord, which is a transformation of yoga maya, internal potency, that Mother Yashoda, there was a, I think a festival was going on. Festival. She was very eager to host, you know, because in Vedic culture, even in Western culture, the hostess is very busy taking care of people, feeding and. In this case, many Brahmins were present, so naturally her duty as a household was to take care of the Brahmins. So she was very busy. And baby Krishna fell asleep. So she took this as a welcome opportunity. She thought Krishna was going to take a long nap, you know. So she put him under that giant cart. Oh, this is the beginning of Kali Yuga, so things were still very large. In those days, a bullock cart would be from this wall, halfway past that column, huge bullock cart. You know, it's not a small thing and made of heavy hardwood, big planks this thick. You know, it was not a light item, you know. So, Mother Yashoda put baby Krishna down underneath this cart, nice, you know, shady place, and then she thought, he's going to sleep, I don't have to worry about him, safe place. She bought. So she went about her business of being very busy being a hostess. But in the meantime, baby Krishna woke up. He was annoyed that his mother wasn't right there. Because he wanted to breastfeed. So externally speaking, he showed his displeasure. By kicking on that cart. Now, try to imagine now that cart from this column to halfway the other side of this column. Very big, because the beginning of things were still big at the beginning of Kali Yuga, you know? Not like now. This was not some, what you call, shopping cart size. And very solid wood beams this thick, you know? Very, very heavy. There's no way that, you know, even 10 men might not be able to lift it very heavy. So baby Krishna was dissatisfied. So he now try to imagine these little 3-month-old babies that come to the temple here. Try to see. Try to imagine. The next time you see a 3-month-old baby coming to the temple, try to imagine that baby kicking with his little cute little feet. A cart this size, this big. You know, you try to imagine next time he's a three-month-old baby coming to the temple. And look at the size of that baby and try to understand that was the size of Krishna. And the baby is only this size, you know. Very chota. So with one kick of his foot, bam! This huge cart, the 10 men would be strained to lift it. It might take 20 men to lift it, okay? But with his little, cute little lotus feet, which couldn't have been any bigger than this size, you know? He struck that cart with his feet and he knocked it over and it broke into many pieces. Of course, what nobody knew but Krishna knew, that there was a demon who had disguised himself inside the cart. What was his name?
Shakatasura.
So, actually, it was a demon who, using his mystic power, had disguised himself as this cart. One of the associates of Kamsa. Of course, the people were very amazed. How could this tiny baby have done this? They were very confused. Like in Gaura Leela also, Mother Sachi became very confused. I think the little Nimai was also very small. Small baby. But he would throw fits. You know, he was a naughty boy. Like Krishna, you know, because baby Nimai has Krishna's personality, but he's golden color, but he has Krishna's personality. So sometimes he would be in a violent mood. Here we see, again, talking about how God has the desire to sometimes be violent. So, interestingly, that desire to be violent was also present in baby Nimai. So at least once or more times, baby Nimai went around and trashed the whole house, breaking chairs, breaking windows, you know. He trashed. But Mother Sachi didn't actually see him doing this. She must have stepped out or something. But it was clear that only baby Nimai was the only person in the room. There's no Gundas that showed up, you know. There was no attack by demons or something. She was not angry, actually, because out of maternal affection, it was very difficult for her to be very angry with baby Nimai because he was so cute and so beautiful. But she figured nobody's come around. There's no, you know, no outsiders. Nobody for many kilometers around. And no devotee has done this. No Vaishnava has done this. There's no demon came and attacked. But within the heart, baby Nimai gave the understanding, yes, I have done it. Well, he was so cute and so beautiful. Actually, she didn't become angry at him. How do you become angry at such a young baby? I think he was also 3 months old. Very tiny. I don't recall exactly, but I think he was very tiny. Chaitanya Bhagavat explaining. So she's bewildered. How could such a tiny baby create such havoc on breaking windows, breaking furniture, and throwing things all over the place? How could a tiny baby do this? So baby Nimai is baby Krishna in golden form, that's all. So that same tendency to violence baby Krishna showed when he kicked the cart, and this huge cart, remember, it's the sizes from there, so that's what, 15 meters long or something? ten men would be strained to lift it. So that with one kick of his feet, tiny little lotus feet, which could have been only, you know, how long is this, 15 centimeters or something. With his little lotus feet, he kicked his cart and it completely fell apart. Of course, his mission was to kill the demon that was hiding inside of it. But as is the style or the methodology of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that he accomplishes many things with one pastime. So he wanted to show his dissatisfaction to Mother Yashoda that why you have abandoned me here. So he was showing his anger at Mother Yashoda, loving anger of course, not violent anger. His violence was not towards Mother Yashoda, but still he wanted to show his displeasure. Oh, Mother, why you left me here? I want to feed now on your breast. Why you have left me here? Boom! Krishna is a very emotional person. How many of you know that? You don't know? Krishna is emotional? He's a very emotional person. Where from comes this human tendency to be emotional? He's a lover, he's a killer, he's a friend, he's all of these things like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. Manasa Dehu Gehu, isn't it? You are a friend, you are a lover, you are a mother, you are a father, you are all in one to me. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's mood of prem. This is Manasa Dehu Gehu, yes? So, this Leela, maybe Krishna is showing he's angry with his mother out of great love and affection. This is Leela. At the same time, he kills a demon. But this is very interesting because Krishna, Tribhunga Krishna, of course he was so young he may not even have been playing the flute yet. He didn't show his Tribhunga form till later, and a little older. But it could not have been Krishna himself that killed the cart demon. This is my point now. Surprising point. Krishna doesn't kill demons. Only his look-alike expansion, Vasudev, he kills demons. So in Brajalila, all the demons sent by Kamsa that were killed by Krishna, they were actually killed by Vasudev expansion look-alike. I've used this example before because of course, this is a new crowd today, so most of you have not heard this. So I come from Los Angeles, USA, Hollywood. So I actually worked in Hollywood for a while. So I could see how they're making films. It's very fascinating. Very interesting illusion creation department. They're trying to make illusions, but imagine how much better film director is as Lord Vishnu, who's created this whole illusion of Mahatattva. He's a better film director. Sorry, Bollywood can't come up with a film like that. They could try, but it's impossible, actually. So there comes a very violent scene in the film. And the director yells, and cut! Cut means stop the cameras from rolling. Cut! All right, doubles, and he shouts and he calls for the doubles. The doubles means a look-alike stuntman. Then the stuntman is dressed in the same clothing, and they select somebody. Looks a little bit like the actor, and using trickery in the film, so you can't tell. Then, and ready, you know, the director positions. This is what they shout. Positions mean, all right, everyone should get in position. Ready. They have marked. They have marked with chalk on the floor that doesn't show in the film. The exact spot where the double has to stand, where the actor was standing, and he has to stand the exact same spot, so there's no jump in the film, you see? So he shouts, positions, and the double goes out there and he assumes the exact same form as the actor at the moment the moment the violence is about to begin. The actor was in a certain position, maybe like this, and so that the double has, double means duplicate. So then the double has to go there and assume the exact same bodily stance as the actor. When the director is satisfied that the set is ready, he shouts, and roll it! And the camera starts to roll again. And the double starts the fight and the big violence, and big fight, big violence. But it's not the actor. But it's extremely violent and dangerous scene. Sometimes it's dangerous. Sometimes even the hero gets thrown down the stairs, bumbity bum 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 down the stairs, you know. The double, in order not to get broken bones, the double has to wear under the shirt special protective seal plating, you know, so that he doesn't get broken bones when he's thrown down the stairs. But it's a stuntman. It's not the actor, it's a stuntman. He's dressed the same, he looks the same, but he's thrown down the stairs. They take take their risk in these scenes of violence, and that risk is never put on the actor. Of course, for Krishna there's no risk at all. Krishna always wins. It's like he won with Hiranyakashipu. Haribol! 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 He was playing with Hiranyakashipu the way a cat plays with a mouse. I've seen how a cat plays with a mouse. You know, 68 years, I've seen a lot of things. I used to live out in the country. The mouse goes, and the cat lets it run a short distance. You know, with the cat, the reflexes on the cat are so fast. Lightning speed. So the cat gets great pleasure in playing with the mouse. He just doesn't kill it. So the mouse goes, tries to escape. And the cat just goes, bam! With one hand, the cat, bam! Hits the mouse right on the tail. The mouse can't go anywhere. So sometimes letting the mouse go, and then catching the mouse, and then letting it go and playing with it. In this way, Lord Shingrev was playing with Hiranyakashipu. There's a cat! A very, very big one! Haribol! The previous verses are explaining that he was disturbing the oceans. The hairs on his head shook the clouds and scattered them here and there. His glaring eyes stole the effulgence of the stars in the sky. He's a lion. His breathing agitated the oceans like tsunami. Because of his roaring, all the elephants in the world, they cried in fear. Tumultuous sound. This is God. He enjoys being angry, like people enjoy being angry. Not everyone is peaceful. Even a terrorist enjoys being angry. Sometimes the husband enjoys being angry at the wife. Sometimes the wife enjoys being angry at the husband. This perverted enjoyment in this material world. But ask yourself, where from comes this anger business? Where from is coming this anger? Because the jiva is part and parcel of Krishna. Because that desire. The desire is there in the Supreme Lord. So he was playing, very angry, and he's playing with Hiranyakashipu. Like the example given in the earlier verses that he's playing with Hiranyakashipu, the way Garuda also plays with snakes before killing them. But see, in one sense, there's, you know, no fun like that in the Vaikuntha, you know. There's no killing going on in Vaikuntha. Om Shanti 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 Narayan 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 Vishnu Vishnu Vishnu
Om
Shanti Shanti Shanti. There's no question of anger and fighting. Vaikuntha means without anxiety, which would mean also without anger, without violence. Very peaceful place. So what's the Lord going to do if he wants to fight? He can't make a fight in Vaikuntha. It's not an option, you know. For that he has to come down to the material world. There he can have many fights, no problem. Boom, boom. Bam, bam. Flying in his, like in Krishna Lila, sending so many demons, like what is it? Dinakasura? Huh? Dinakasura. Boom. Krishna likes a good fight. Even the none of the demons sent by Kamsa, the devas couldn't deal with them. Even Lord Shiva couldn't deal with them. They were too
powerful.
Agrasura, Vritasura, all of them too powerful. The devas couldn't even touch them. Lord Shiva is a big, big fighter. He personally goes to many wars on behalf of the devas. But Krishna, by his will, creates such demons to show that who is supreme, because even Lord Shiva cannot fight with these demons. They're so strong. Therefore, only Krishna, when we say Krishna, now we are explaining his expansion, Vasudeva, does the fighting. Look alike, exactly the same. You can't tell the difference. Hollywood, when the film is rolling and then the director calls cut and then the doubles go on and then if you play it back, it used to be frame by frame, but now it's digital, of course. But it used to be, Prabhupada comments about it, used to be frame by frame. If you could play it very, very slow, then you can find where the switch was made, a slight cut, a slight change in motion. Only you play it very, very slow. But when it's played in the cinema house, nobody can see because it's playing fast. And that cut, nobody can see it. Nobody can detect it. Similarly, nobody could detect when Krishna becomes Vasudeva, kills the demons, and then he becomes Krishna again. Because So the interesting thing is that it appears there was also that Vasudeva may also appear in the form of a baby. When Krishna was only 3 months old, it had to have been also Vasudeva expansion. So even the baby had to have been Vasudeva expansion, because Krishna doesn't do violence. Only Vasudeva expansion does. Look alike. Try to understand.
Yogurt, the secret coffee is not there.
So Lord Brahma says, no, you're unlimited, you possess unlimited potencies. No one can calculate your prowess. And wonderful influence. But by hearing, we can understand something. By hearing from Shastra, as given by Srila Prabhupada, something we can understand. Okay, we have to stop. Any question? Jagaguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shishi Krishna Balaram ki jai, Shishi Radhikrishnan ki jai, Nitya Gopremanandi Hari Hari Bhava.